Dr. Geraint Lewis is Chief Data Officer for NHS England. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Now, I think it's fair to say that from the response we've had from our listeners, in the majority of cases, they are not in favour of this. And I think basically it's because they just don't trust people anymore.
Well, there's been quite a lot of misinformation in the press recently, so I'm delighted to come on the air and explain to you actually what's really going on. So every time we go to hospital as patients, the NHS collects information about us that helps improve care for everybody. Our information is used to check the safety of that hospital. It's used for medical research. It's used to plan health, new health services and so on. And we've been benefiting from that type of information for decades. Now, unfortunately, the NHS is currently missing this type of information about the care that's provided outside hospital. And that's a problem because it means that nobody really knows how well all the different parts of the NHS are working together to provide high quality care for patients. So the purpose of the leaflet that we're sending to every household this month is to tell people that we're now going to start collecting this missing information, but also to let them know that they have a choice about whether or not they want to take part.
And will it be clear in the leaflet, because I haven't had mine yet, as to exactly what will be done with the information? Because people have contacted us and said, I don't want commercial companies who develop medicines, etc., having my details. We're worried as to where they will go. Will it be clear, absolutely clear, what will happen to this information so that people are in no doubt?
Well, as you can imagine, we're limited to how many words we can fit onto the leaflet. There's certainly some information there that explains the different purposes for which the data will be used. But there's also a national helpline that patients can call if they want more information. And at the end of the leaflet, we provide a couple of website addresses that people can go to if they'd like more information. And finally, people can go to their GP and ask them too. But the bottom line is that the information will only be used to improve care for patients.
If people decide to opt out, and we'll come in a moment to the actual process, what are they opting out of?
That's a very good question. So there are actually two levels of opt-out, and we explain that in the leaflet. The first thing that patients can do is that they can choose for their information not to leave their GP practice and go into something called the Health and Social Care Information Centre. So that's the first type of opt-out, if you like. The second type of opt-out is for information that's come from other parts of the NHS, like hospitals, into that Health and Social Care Information Centre, and they can block that information from leaving in identifiable forms as well. So there are two types of opt-out that patients can choose.
Sue, a listener, has just called and says, will only select people who work in the NHS be able to see the information, or is it something that everybody who works for the NHS will be able to tap into?
That's another very good question. Data are actually produced in three flavours or three colours, if you like. So firstly, there is green information, as I call it, which is information that's fit to be published. So here we'd be looking at large groups of patients. We'd be removing any rare conditions that would risk identifying someone. So that green information is published openly. We think that's really important so that it's transparent and anybody can use that green data. At the other end of the spectrum, there is red data, which has got the patient's identifiers on it. And red data can only ever flow in exceptional circumstances. An example of an exceptional circumstance might be a public health emergency like an epidemic. Now, between those two red and green, there is what we call amber data. And amber data have had a person's identifiers removed. So, for example, they've had things like the postcode removed and the date of birth and so on. But that information still is contained at an individual patient level. So you don't know who the individual is, but it still relates to one living individual. And that type of information is incredibly important because it allows us to see how patients interact with all the different parts of the NHS over time. Now, theoretically, somebody malevolent could attempt to re-identify somebody from that amber type of data. So for that reason, we're extremely careful about how we use amber data, and it's only a limited, very small number of individuals who would have access to it. So in answer to the question from your listener, no, it wouldn't be available to everybody in the NHS, only to approved analysts, and they are restricted in law as to what they use the data for.
And another question. Any commercial operatives, will they get their hands on it?
At the moment, so another good question. At the moment, the data are only being allowed to be used for people that are planning new health services, for what we call commissioners, so people within the NHS. The history tells us that some of the most innovative uses of data tend to come from outside organisations like universities and think tanks. And therefore, we have put an application in to allow third-party organisations to use the data under the same strict conditions and only for the benefit of NHS patients. But at the moment, no, it's only for people within the NHS.
And just finally, if people, I don't know, don't receive this leaflet, if some people think it might have arrived in a load of other junk mail and they didn't look through it, or indeed if people have junk mail, to coin the phrase, barred from entering their home, if for any reason people don't receive it, do they then be, is it then assumed that they haven't opted out?
The most important thing to say about the leaflet is that it's only one of a package of awareness-raising activities that we started back in August. So as well as the leaflet going out to households, there are also leaflets in every GP practice, and there are posters, there have been newspaper articles, there have been interviews on television and radio. So the household leaflet is only one part of that whole spectrum. But yes, you're correct. If patients are happy for their data to be used by the NHS in this way, then they don't need to do anything. There are no forms to fill out and nothing to sign. But if a patient has got concerns, they just need to let their GP practice know.
It's been really good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.